Welcome back to the Rick Smith Show. Now, here is Rick Smith.
So again, Donald Trump lost Arizona by more votes. More. Let me highlight the fact that he lost by more votes this time than all of the other previous times that we've recounted these votes. But again, it's not about, remember, they've already moved the goalposts again. It's not about the vote count. It's not about who won or lost. It's about how we played the game. It's about the process and integrity. The weird thing is now Trump's officially lost Arizona more than any president in the history of the country, which I gotta tell you I love. For me, the question now becomes, what does this mean for the attacks that we're seeing in places like Texas and Wisconsin, in my state of Pennsylvania, as the Republicans have really bought in, drank the whole pitcher of Kool-Aid of stopping the steal? And here to share some thoughts on how do we protect, here in my state, our personal information from an overreaching Republican Party who's hell-bent on not just gathering all of our personal data, but also some of the stuff about our machines. That's why I've asked Pennsylvania State Senator Vince Hughes to come talk with us. Vince, appreciate you taking time for us.
Thanks, man. Thanks for having me, partner.
So I'm looking at this, and again, I go back to this question. You know, what does this mean? I mean, Arizona went the way I think we all knew it was going to go. Trump lost. Yeah, that's been every time. What's this now mean for the crazy here in our state?
Well, it just shows this track record that every time they go down this process, that they lose. And that it's really no, there's no credibility, there's no there is clearly no integrity with what it is that they're trying to get done. And it just really should embolden all of us to really call this out for what it is. And you know, if you review all of these cases, you review all of these situations, even in the Michigan decision, which if you go back just a couple months and read the decision in Michigan, where the Republican leadership who led the recount process in Michigan blasted the Trump forces. The lawyers are being, currently as we speak, are being sanctioned, Rick, all right? So this is just absurd. Now, what does it mean for Pennsylvania? All of us don't need, you know, we need to take a minute, enjoy the Arizona victory, but we need to stay on point here in Pennsylvania, because the information that they're seeking is so intrusive to our own personal realities.
Right.
For every registered voter, and I think we have to repeat it, Rick, it's important that we repeat it, for every registered voter, not only your name, not only your address, your social security number, your driver's license, your voting history, the actual ballots that were cast, and your email address. And then as tied into that, as you know, Rick, when you do a vote by mail ballot, you provide that email address and you provide that number for folks to call.
Correct.
You know, to just to notify you the status of your vote by mail ballot. So this level of intrusion into our process, not telling us where that information is going to be stored, who's going to have access to it, you know, this, we really need to stay on point on this. And you tie that to the pursuit in Texas. Now, why they're pursuing Texas, I don't know, because they won Texas handily, all right? But they're even going for the same kind of deal in Texas. And you tie that this is not about winning the election. This is really about causing disdain for the process, the disdain for democracy, and really creating something otherworldly here with respect to who wins and loses.
Right. And I would argue, you know, I agree with you. This wasn't about overturning the election. This wasn't about winning. This, in my view, and you can disagree, this is about data mining. This is about getting all of our information and having everything at their disposal. And not just that, and what we saw in Arizona, it wasn't just about that information. It was about the machines and the software and all of the components. So for me, this wasn't about uncovering some past steal. For me, it's about the future steal and them having the information to be able to do that and us providing it to them.
Absolutely. I think you're on point. You know, remember, And I think you and I have said this before, with Trump, it's always follow the money. It's always follow the money. When you have that kind of data, about so millions of American people. You can monetize that, which is what he does, okay, or he tries to figure out. And it's always the search for the cash to cover whatever expenses that he's had or whatever expenses that he anticipates on having. Because if I remember correctly, he's got an $800 million debt due in the next year or two. And I'm not sure quite yet how he's going to pay that off.
Yeah, and he's not going to be able to go to the MyPillow guy because he's going to be broke after these Dominion voter, these cases that are going on right now. And I look at these guys, and look, the big news this week, Vince, as you know, was the two-page memo, the six-point plan on how really they were going to steal the election. And you now look at all of this stuff in the rearview mirror, all the stuff in Georgia, this debacle in Arizona, and here in Pennsylvania with Mastriano and his crowd. It isn't about, you know, stopping a steal that didn't happen. It's really about the future steals and what they could have gotten away with had they been able to get that guy in Georgia to go, oh, okay, we're not going to certify.
Yeah, again, you're on point. It is about the future. And creating this sense of instability or perceived instability in our electoral system, when the truth of the matter is, in Pennsylvania, it worked extremely well. In Arizona, it worked extremely well. In Michigan, it worked extremely well. In Wisconsin, it worked extremely well. All of these cases, everything has worked well, but they want to cause instability within our own minds, so that we do not trust the system in any way, shape, or form. And the only folks who win out in that search situation are those who already are financially well-suited.
Yeah, you know what's interesting? What's interesting to me, Vince, is I look at people like the MyPillow guy. I look at Rudy Giuliani. I look at Sidney Powell, Lynn Wood. At one point, these were respected people, mostly in their communities. They are now kind of, you know, they're kind of clowns. They're viewed kind of as clowns. And I argue they weren't read in on what was really going on because they were running around the country spewing these, now we know, fraudulent conspiracy theories, and they're true believers. Now, granted, they never took one of those conspiracy theories into a court of law, which tells me at least they understood that. But they've been true believers all along. When do we finally get to go, they're all liars, they're all fraudulent thieves? When do we put them aside and go, now we got to move forward?
I think, Rick, for the salvation of this country, the salvation of this democracy, I don't think we need to let up on pursuing justice and pursuing the truth. I don't think we can just say, Rick, that, all right, gotcha, Arizona didn't happen, you know, Michigan didn't happen, Wisconsin didn't happen. We gotcha, we see the memo, we see what you guys are really about. When, you know, I'm a believer that when you got somebody, you gotta expose them all the way.
Right.
You can't just let a little bit get shown and then walk away and let them off the hook. I think you have to go to the depths of where this conspiracy started, how widespread it was, how deep it was in every level of our nation, and expose each one, and all of them need to be rooted out and adjudicated in a court of law.
And for me, starting with Doug Mastriano, and I know he's one of your colleagues, but you know, for me, that's one of the people that have to go. And all these people who are in your chamber, especially your chamber, who are pushing this gathering of all of our information. I mean, these are supposed to be the people who believe in small, less intrusive government. That's what Republicans used to believe. They didn't want big, overarching government. In fact, I've had Republicans tell me the reason we're so afraid of the state is we have trust in the local governments, and one of the 67 counties control their own data. This is not only breaking the soul of their ideology, but this is a massive power grab for one reason. In my view, it's about stealing future elections.
It is. You're on case. You said it right on point. They have historically said, and I've been around the legislature for a long time, they have historically said, return it to the locals, let them handle it at the local level. Now, 63 of the 67 counties, you know, did a recount, Rick. And they found out the elections were there were no problems. There was no fraud. They certified each one of those elections. Now they want to throw out that entire process. These are folks who have some very, very desperate attitudes about themselves and where they're going with this. We need to be all very concerned and pursue them and pursue justice. And they all need to be doing some serious court time, as far as I'm concerned.
I'm right there with you. You're listening to the Rick Smith Show. We're here with Pennsylvania State Senator Vince Hughes. Vince, you know, before we get into, you know, some of the other things I want to go down, I wanted to get your thoughts of the two-page memo that came out, that six-point plan to basically steal the presidential election. Now, I said from the beginning, none of it's new. It's all stuff they trial ballooned in November, all things we had talked about on this program, you know, leading up. But the fact that it was so well written, concise, in such a two-page format for Donald Trump to read, really sent chills down my spine. Look, I'm fully cognizant of the fact that they would do that without blinking an eye. But the fact that someone methodically laid that out with such clarity kind of scared me, kind of sends chills down my spine.
Rick, there's a old movie, and old is relative, you know, in some spaces, called 7 Days in May. And I don't know if you're familiar with it. It's Kirk Douglas and Burt Lancaster and, and a few other, Ava Gardner, a few other, you know, some of the great actors of our time. And it talks about this conspiracy that was set up by a general who wanted to overthrow a sitting president. And it was very well put together, very well crafted, great levels of detail in the scheme, but in the end, democracy won out. A lot of this continues to remind me of that movie. It continues to remind me the scheming, the plotting, you remember in that last 60-day period or last 30-day period, Trump was firing folks in different departments and different agencies and replacing them with flunkies who did not know anything about the particular mission that they had. It reminds me of this whole effort to try to put people in position so that when he called it, action would take over.
I would say yes. The thing that gets me is, you know, Dan Quayle. I'm like, you know, I didn't even know. I'm glad he's okay. Didn't know Dan Quayle was alive. History will now not remember him for misspelling potato.
No. Who would have thunk you? Dan Quayle.
Dan Quayle.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Vice President. We appreciate you being blunt, as is said. I guess that's in Peril, right? You know, in the book Peril. Thank you for being blunt to Pence, to Mike Pence, and telling him what his responsibility really
is. The frightening
is.
Thing to me, though, Vince, is that Mike Pence had to ask someone. That, to me, that's the frightening part. That it wasn't visceral. Hell no, we're not doing this.
He was searching for a way to do what Trump wanted him to do. Okay.
Yep. He was searching for a way to say yes.
Help me figure this out. Help me find a way. And everywhere he went, it sounds like everywhere he went, he got shut down. And finally, in the end, by Vice President.
And we need this. Now, I understand on Monday there's an event. Our good friend, Senator Art Haywood, and his wife are holding an event. They're going to sue the Department of State here in Pennsylvania to protect their voter information. I think you guys have done the same thing in the Senate. I want to be able to sign on this. I have listeners who say they want to sign on. What do we do to protect our information from this power grab by the GOP and the Senate?
I think, look, Art Haywood is a good friend of mine, as he is of yours. And I think we just need to reach out to him, sign on to, he's looking for folks to sign on. He's looking for folks to join in. You know, we've set up the Senate Democratic Caucus has set up a website, protectpavoters.com, that folks can go to and register their concern. And we need to, again, Rick, and I'm going to say this over and over again, It's one of the reasons why I said, let me join my friend Rick tonight, is we need to not let up. In spite of everywhere we're going, we're seeing some victories. We need to not let up. It is the same attitude that is blocking president, that is going down this path and trying to upend our democracy, that is blocking progress in Washington, D.C. with respect to President Biden's economic agenda and the infrastructure program and the human infrastructure program and the new voting rights bills we need to see passed. It is that same philosophy. We've got to shut this down here, because if we shut it down here, we can also shut the opposition down to the other things that we know are important to Pennsylvania's people.
Yeah, and because I'm looking at this, Vincent, and the thing that gets me is all of this memo to me this week was kind of the smoking gun. And now we see this report coming out of Arizona. You put all this stuff together, and I don't know how, if I'm a supporter of Donald Trump, I can now wake up and go, yeah, I'm still a believer. I don't know how this doesn't make you just turn away and say, this isn't right. I have an epiphany that maybe I've been duped. I'm not sure, but all of this stuff piling on one after another, at some point, does this not have to wake people up?
I would hope it wakes people up, but you know what? I think what it may take, Rick, some significant individual doing some hard time.
Yeah, no, okay? I want that.
All right, I think because there's been so much leading up to this moment that should have been enough proof. So much.
I agree. No, okay? I'm hoping that President Biden does release the information from January 6th. I know it's unprecedented. I know Trump is going to try to use the Executive Privilege Act, but what they did on that day is disgraceful. The Confederate flag in our Capitol, disgraceful, and somebody needs to be held accountable. Granted, we didn't hold Reagan accountable back in the 80s. We didn't hold W. Bush accountable for Iraq. We didn't hold the banksters accountable for crashing our economy. We got to hold these people accountable.
It was an insurrection. And you can't punish an insurrection by 30 days time served.
That's it. No slap on the wrist. I'm with you.
But I think someone very significant is going to have to serve some serious time to get folks to come to some reality that this is what this thing has been all about.
Got to be big. Senator Hughes, I appreciate you taking time for us. Great stuff as always.
My man, Rick. Take care, buddy.
Appreciate it. Pennsylvania State Senator Vince Hughes. Love to hear your thoughts. You can email me, rick@therickssmithshow.com. Quick break, right back after this. Stick around.
Remembering that united we bargain, divided we beg. Rick Smith.